A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So, during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for so indeed I am. I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet. You ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that, as I have done for you, you should also do." This Thursday evening of Holy Week is the one day of the year that Catholics actually wash feet. The symbol of humility and service that the Lord exemplified at that table of the Passover was just one element. The ultimate element of service and humility to his brothers and sisters, of course, was the taking of bread and wine and making of them his body and blood soon to be shed for them in the events to follow the following day. Jesus raises the host, a little piece of bread and a little sip of wine, but it nevertheless foretells the reality of the next day upon that hill of Calvary. But it's more than just a sign of foretelling. It is actually himself. Jesus giving himself, first of all, to his disciples, and then to the world upon the cross. It is at that supper that he takes these 12 people, one of whom will leave before all of this happens, Judas, of course. And he will enable them to carry on what he has done at that table, to make present for the world, from generation to generation, his living presence, his body and his blood, so that what is given up on Calvary in a limited space and a limited time will come beyond space and time, from generation to generation, from all the locations of the world, the humblest chapel to the most grand cathedral. Jesus, once again, the Jesus offered upon the cross, yet now in an unbloody manner, makes present the saving events of Calvary. And so these men shall carry it out. Carry it out not only at the table of the Lord, but carry out the sacrifice of Calvary with their own blood one day, that they ultimately will be sacrificed in commemoration of the man, the God-man, that they knew and loved and served. The table in that upper room transformed into the altars of the world. And the cross is the empowering agent for that altar and continues down through time, until the end of time, when the King of the world will return, and there will be a table, and there will be a lamb, and there will be joy. Amen.